Patient name, Ignacia, spelled I-G-N-A-C-I-A, last name Sereno, S-E-R-E-N-O, date of birth 7/31/61, date of service 8/8/22. This is a 61-year-old female patient following up on motor vehicle accident. She was last in our office on July 21st. Recall that the date of accident was 7/14/22. She was involved in a motor vehicle accident. From that accident, she sustained two broken ribs. Patient tells me that she is just a bit improved. She is involved with physical therapy now as well. She has run out of the medications that she was given in the emergency room for the broken ribs. She tells me that more predominantly her pain is in the lower back, up toward her spine as well. And every time she attempts to bend over or has any twisting motion, there is a slight increase in the pain. Period and paragraph. Patient tells me she is able to do her daily activities with minimal interruption. No other issues brought forth. Period and paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure 135/65, pulse 78, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 99%, current weight 217, allergies. This patient has no known drug allergies. Current medication, metformin 500 BID. She was taking Vicodin for the pain given in the emergency room. I believe she is out at this point. Medical history of diabetes, surgical history, cholecystectomy. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. Tolerates through the exam today without any issues. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. She does have full range of motion on her neck. However, she does have some pain when performing range of motion exercises, most likely or more predominantly on a turning the head right or left to the lateral sides. Period, new paragraph, heart, positive S1, positive S2, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur, lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen is obese, non-tender, a remainder of exam, unremarkable. Period, new paragraph, patient is able to stand from a seated position on the first attempt. Patient is able to lift both legs off the floor without any overt pain. Period, new paragraph. Patient is able to raise arms over the head. However, it does give her a bit of shoulder bilateral discomfort. Period, new paragraph. Once again, patient tells me she is improving. However, she states it's taking some time. I've told her, due to the rib fractures, it may take a few more months to have the pain go away in its final state. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, back pain, neck pain, secondary to motor vehicle accident. Period, new paragraph. Rib fracture times two. A patient will be given Motrin 800 milligrams three times a day to assist in alleviating that. Period, new paragraph. Patient will follow up on physical therapy. She is currently involved with this. We'll get her back in here in a month and pursue further progress and evaluation. Period, new paragraph. I've explained plan of care to her. She understands it. We'll see her back in 30 days.